Hi guys, so it's 2 a.m. or past 2 a.m. in the morning and I can't sleep. And then this thought comes into my head. Remember I told you I have a very active imagination. So I'm reading stuff online and I remember a couple of instances where I've seen fathers or mothers act in a very loving manner towards their children. And the only thing that comes to mind is these people are amazing parents and the children are blessed to have them as parents. But then now I'm thinking for the single guys and ladies, when you are considering accepting someone to be your life partner or just boyfriend to start with, what are the things you consider? Do you just settle for I want somebody that is dark, tall, handsome, rich, caring, beard gang, good dressing style? Do you just settle for those basic things, or you have other features that you want to see in them? People are different and they have different things that appeal to them. I'm not trying to take that away from you, but one thing you should consider when settling for a life partner is your children. That's if you plan on having children. You know, not every couple plan on having children, but if you're a typical Nigerian, you want to have children. So now understand that your children do not have this choice of a father or a mother, but you have the choice of a husband or a wife, and you've been privileged to make that same choice of father or mother to your unborn children. So choose wisely. You might be someone that had a very bad background and maybe you're used to some certain behaviors and you see them as normal. Maybe if, for instance, he's abusive and you see it as it's because he loves me, he just wants to teach me how to behave, I like strong hand, no wahala, maybe that's what you like. But now look at him, look at his traits. How does he relate to children? What are his values when it comes to family and children? Because you are making this choice for your children and you should make a good one. Don't bring children into this world and just shove your choice into their mouth and force them to swallow. Make sure this person is going to be a good father to your children. He's going to be a good mother to your children. The things that you wish you enjoyed, you had in childhood, not only physical things, but emotionally, psychologically, can you find it in this man or woman that you're about to settle for, or you want to continue this vicious cycle? So those are things to look out for. You might endure the pain of emotional abuse, but your children might not be able to, and they might blame you or hate you for the rest of their lives for making this kind of choice for them. But long and short of everything I'm saying is, think about your children when making these choices. Make sure the woman is a person that can show the love and attention that you want your children to have. She can be the rock that you want your children to lean on to. Same with the man. Make sure this man is someone that will be there, that can be a father that is there for the children. Maybe while you guys were dating, it's someone that always comes and goes or always runs off when there's any problem. You might be able to endure that and say, even if he goes, he'll come back and all. But do you think your children will be able to endure a father that's always absent, or a mother that's always absent, or a father that that is not emotionally or psychologically, spiritually stable for your children to rely on. The long and short of everything I'm saying is, when making choice of a life partner, always put into consideration your unborn children. Ask yourself, will I be proud to show this man to my children as a father? Will I be proud to show this woman to my child or children as a mother? Will I be proud? Remember that they don't have this choice to make, but you have this choice to make for them. So choose wisely. Think of him or her as not just your spouse, but your children's parents. So that's all for today. I want your thoughts, your comments about everything. You can send me an email. You know my email address, right? Alright. Have a nice rest of the day.